This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Emotional incontinence.
You have urinary incontinence.
No, I said emotional incontinence.
Sorry, I hate crying.
As Western civilization collapses, which it is, so does our ability to deal with minor day-to-day struggles. Without breaking down and wallowing in a pitiful puddle of our own self-indulgent fragility, we're indoctrinated with emotional incontinence by television. America has been collectively turned into Kim Kardashian's cry face.
I've just been, like, so unhappy. You don't think I feel bad?
The masses overdose on reality TV, thinking that it's actually reality, and then mimic it in their own lives. The more insipid sentimentality displayed on TV, the more it manifests itself in the here and now. Vacuous people live their lives vicariously through celebrities and television, then base their own personalities on that. Reality TV doesn't reflect reality. It contrives reality. It relentlessly broadcasts the message that ostentatious OTT, often dumb, displays of emotion are to be imitated.
Take me outside, how about that?
Sorry, I didn't get that. Are you speaking English?
People breaking down and sobbing because Gordon Ramsay had his team renovate their restaurant.
A stunning fresh coat of paint.
Oh, my God.
We've updated the upholstery.
Oh,
new plates.
No, you're not supposed to cry over a paint job and some new furniture. The same is true of YouTube. YouTubers are rewarded for emotional incontinence and oversharing. The try not to cry challenge. Constantly crying and whining about their drama and their breakups. The viewers lap it up like water in the desert. Then ape their behavior.
Oh, why is everyone crying? It's a baby.
Last year, Twitter users revealed what made them cry. The answers included people who cried at not being able to fit all the things they wanted to in their bag, getting the wrong sauce with chicken McNuggets, and crying at a picture of a man because he looked like he was nice. The floodgates of emotional incontinence are also flung open whenever a celebrity dies. Why do people whimper and sob over dead celebrities they never knew, and in many cases rarely even thought about until they died? Does this betray another form of weakness, our inability to process the concept of death itself? Are mass public outpourings of grief and canonization of dead celebrities a sign that humanity has never been more afraid of its own mortality? A sign that excessive emoting is making us both more insecure and more insincere. As Theodore Dalrymple wrote, we live in an age of emotional incontinence, when they who emote the most are believed to feel the most. As we become increasingly atomized by the breakdown of the family structure and its replacement by this empty late-stage capitalist corporate monoculture, authentic expressions of private love have been replaced by spurious public displays of counterfeit emotion. Why are we constantly told that there's a stigma around depression? That there's a stigma around expressing emotion? There isn't. The opposite is true. It's constantly drilled into us that depression is normal and that emotional incontinence and oversharing is to be encouraged. You can barely go 2 minutes.
The age, ladies and gentlemen, of psychological
incontinence is up on Infowars.com, the full video from Paul Watson. We'll be back with the most censored broadcast in the Western Hemisphere.
Introducing CellForce by Infowars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's Friday, August 17th, 2018. There's only 81 days left until the most important elections in U.S. history. We are the tip of the spear attempting to alert the American people and the world to the threat of globalism and the all-out assault on Western civilization and America. Whatever you do, realize the globalists have made a miscalculation and are committed to shut down this transmission with every form of assault you can imagine, because they believe you're stupid and won't notice what's happening, that they can bring in their draconian Chinese communist style censorship in America. But we are here exposing it. They are scared of this information because it is the answer to their corruption. Again, thank you so much for joining us on this Friday global broadcast. Let me tell you what's coming up today, and then I'll get into all of it. The left, as I've told you for 20-plus years, is brainwashed to hate America and is trained by the high schools, the colleges, the mainline churches, the culture, that America is the ultimate evil in the world because the globalists want a one-world planetary government that controls America and other Western nations to enforce their planetary plan of absolute and complete domination. Now, that's known now. They tried to deny that any of that existed for decade after decade after decade while they built their world government. But once they had to emerge the world government, once they had to take it out of the shipyards and actually put it into the ocean, the world can now see the dreadnought, the corrupt battleship of tyranny, the aircraft carrier of lies that is the one world government planetary program. So all over the world, it's in big trouble because it's authoritarian, it's above the law. It is tax exempt. It is diplomatically immune. It is totally maniacal and anti-human. And as the public begins to learn about that and learn that it's anti-prosperity and anti-human, there's going to be a giant resistance that forms. They have decided to take me, build me up as this monster, and then use me as the first domino to fall to eradicate free speech in the West. That is all confirmed now. Law firms in D.C. have gone and looked at the statements by Democrats in Congress, their own secret reports, and have concurred that by next year they plan to basically end the First Amendment in America. It's our job to raise the alarm bell that A, they're doing that, and that B, it's got to be stopped. So the first thing I'm going to cover when we come back in the next segment, it'll be the second thing I cover, I'm about to cover one big topic now that ties into this, is the fact that the Republicans don't understand what's happening. They've been manipulated. I'm not calling for government regulation of the Internet. I'm not calling for regulation of these corporations. But it's already happened by fiat via the EU and its fines and regulations, via these companies wanting to move to China. They're going under China's regulatory auspices. Unofficial global corporate charter of censorship and control. And then the Republicans sit back like a bunch of fools and go, well, we're not going to get involved in what companies do. They're private companies. You can't operate as a utility, and then have rules that you only selectively enforce on nationalist, capitalist, middle-class, patriots, pro-military, pro-Second Amendment people. And we all know that's what's going on. So this is false advertising, it's racketeering, it's monopoly practices when you have the top six companies all in the same day ban InfoWars, and then 20 other companies plus follow suit. That is called a monopoly combine, the very worst monopoly system where a group of monopolies work in concert. It's called a cartel. And so we're going to get the message out. And we've been putting this message out to the White House, to Congress, and it's one big reason we've been banned. But I'm willing to do it. I'm not going to play along with the systems. There it is. Apple banned Alex Jones, and then the dominoes started to fall. I didn't even know they'd actually written an article using that term, but that's exactly what I've been calling it. It's the domino effect, and then they go, oh, hip, hip, hooray. Take Alex Jones down, and a lot of conservatives go, well, they built a straw man about him. They've demonized him. I'm not going to really defend him. And then you're next. And, of course, it's now happened. So this is extremely draconian. These big companies together represent over 90% of the Internet. And so now they're saying we're not going to even let people advertise on our platforms. We're not going to let people even have bank accounts. Jihad Watch has had their MasterCard taken away they had for 20 years. Now MasterCard says you can't bank. You can't live. Oh, it's just a private company. They are organizing like tyrannies always do to link up. It's the linking up of companies in a cartel to persecute groups that is totally illegal, that is the most dangerous expression of communism and fascism and authoritarianism. It is the telltale sign. Censorship, cartels linking together, trying to kick you out of the market. It is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly what V.I. Lenin did. It's exactly what Mao Zedong did. It's exactly what Hugo Chavez did. It's exactly what Fidel Castro did. It's exactly what these regimes do. 100% is what Mussolini did. Benito Mussolini. It is the blood, the guts, the bone, the brain, the skin, the hair, the arms, the everything of tyranny. It's it. We know what it looks like. We know what it acts like. We know how it behaves. We know what it is. So see, I've already kind of gotten into my whole argument that we must stop this now by Congress not having any control over the Internet. They have removed net neutrality. Now, again, Obama called it net neutrality. But what that was bringing in regulations so these companies could censor whoever they wanted and have liability protection. The Republicans said we're reversing that, but then they didn't put anything in its place, so then it became even more of a free-for-all. But again, it's global. America's only 325 million people. China's 1.5 billion. India's 1.1 billion. The EU's 350-something million. There's all these other places, and the EU's coming in with billion-dollar fines every few weeks against these companies to go under their regulations. They're not going to just create all these different regulations for different countries and regions. They're adopting the EU and Chinese model. They're building the Chinese censorship engines, and they're building them here, and they're just unifying it. So by Congress leaving this vacuum open, and by all of us sitting here like fools going, we're an open society, these are private companies, they can do what they want. The Democrats are now all over the news, banning all Republicans even talking about their campaigns or putting their campaign ads up on their Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, but the Democrats can operate all they want. Antifa say we're going to put bullets in Congress's heads and kill Trump and kill his family and kill talk show hosts. And I go, well, folks, you better have your battle rifles ready by your bed because they may actually attack your houses. It's already been happening. That turns into, I said, battle rifles for the media. And they don't show it, do they? Because they've gone next level fraud, folks. This shows they're going for broke. So there is a vacuum. There is a system of Congress asleep at the switch drooling, and the Googles and Facebooks and Apples of the world patting them on the back like they're complete morons while they adopt the EU and Chinese model and merge the censorship systems in standardization. And now they're saying, hell, If we win the House, we're going to go ahead with full internet takeover and total censorship. That's been out for weeks. And Senator Warner on Monday released more documents calling for it. I've got one of the top First Amendment law firms in the country, and they looked at it and they could not believe it. This is true tyranny. But are you thinking they're not going to just fill that vacuum? Whenever Governor Cuomo said America was never great, America's a piece of crap, and CNN agreed with him, that's coming up. They're telling you the truth. They are such in their echo chambers that they literally hate America. The majority of millennials want communism, but they've got $1,000 phones and $200 skinny jeans. These people mean business, and they're making their move right now. And they're shutting us down because we're ringing the alarm bells, because we're faithful Americans. We're faithful to the Republic. We're faithful to the free market. We're faithful to prosperity. And what we know is a steady, strong course that made us the apple of the world's eye. We know we have been exceptional when we exercise the principles that made us great. We know we are the light on the hill to the world. And we know the enemies are trying to pull that down. Stay with us. We are the InfoWar.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Censored, most attacked, most under siege, most demonized broadcast in the Western Hemisphere. Much of the East is already behind an iron curtain of the Chinese Great Firewall. Even Politico, we can put that article up on screen, came out and said, "Welcome to the age of worldwide digital censorship online, with China and the EU directing it." And Congress sits there sucking their thumb, saying, "We're not going to regulate these private companies," meaning they leave a vacuum, and those companies are now under EU and CHICOM control and are officially moving to China and censoring everything here and spying on everywhere you go and what you do. Google is more of a threat to our freedoms than the NSA could ever imagine. Apple has the worst slave factories. Apple pays the least taxes. Apple is a venomous, hateful group. But they camouflage themselves with gay pride parades and Black Lives Matter fundraisers. Absolutely wicked beyond imagination, but not a word from Tim Cook about China executing gays. But now they've come out of the closet, the America haters. If you go to the universities or you've been brought up in the last 30, 40, 50 years in this country, most schools, most government institutions teach America hating, Christian hating, capitalism hating. They give you a false history. You don't learn about the Trojan War. You don't learn about ancient China. Or you don't learn about the Revolutionary War. You learn about America being racist. You learn about America being sexist. But it's been a big wake-up call when Governor Cuomo, who told Christians and conservatives and gun owners, get out of the state. People said, "You're joking," 2 years ago. He goes, "No, get the H out," he said. Remember that? And then CNN and others came out to his defense, even though he backed off of it. He's speaking to fellow Democrats about America's never been great. America's bad. America's mean to women. You need to have chips on your shoulders and then come under my pimp's control. I'll pimp you out good. So that kind of blew up in his face. So he said, "Oh, I didn't mean it. It's out of context." And then CNN and others go, "No, no, no. America is bad." Well, that's what they're already teaching, because they want to conquer the idea of free market. They want to make everybody think that America isn't theirs, that they couldn't be wealthy or successful or free or make their own choices, or that the potential of the American system is the most powerful potential the world's ever seen, and that we have been exceptional because of our ideals of rugged individualism. But they're fundamentally threatened with that. And as Trump said, he can't imagine what a worse statement is from Cuomo, that America's never really been that great, or that it will never be that great. He asked the question in the tweet. He doesn't know which one of the statements is worse. So let's go ahead and play the clip everybody's been seeing for the last 2 days, but then we'll play CNN and others defending it. Here it is.
"We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone.
I think points like yours that are focusing only on the negative and not even acknowledging 700,000 new jobs for black people in this country, record low unemployment and the rest of it, it's tantamount to what Andrew Cuomo said today that upset me too, that America has never been great.
And America
let's
has
focus on
never
what we've
been
done
great.
Well.
And it's not
let's
great
focus
because
on
people
what,
like you come on and lie for the president of the United States and then tout, bring out your son as an example?
Could
like you ought to be completely ashamed of yourself.
What America is doing well, and how about we look at what we can agree on?
You know, America's
on,
doing
we
well. They're getting
on
ready
it,
to turn the House and the Senate over to somebody who can
rather than to call each other names and cut each other down and be divisive. I don't think this is. I think America's tired
top,
of the division, Angela.
Starts at the top, Gina. Guess what? As soon as your president stops calling people names, maybe he'll set a better example for everyone else.
All right.
You know what they're doing, right? It's called demoralization. What's Trump trying to do? Get our morale up. We are literally being demoralized. When an enemy government comes in and captured a nation, the first thing they do is demoralize the population and tell them the worst parts of their history and harp on it and then get collaborators to come and join and say, yeah, I hate the country. I'll go out and work against it and help you take it over. That's what they do in Red Dawn at the re-education camp that is a fictional camp but based on what real Soviet camps would do to countries they'd taken over. So let's put one of Trump's many tweets about Cuomo on screen. I'm going to read this, and there's never been truer words spoken. Here it is. How does a politician, Cuomo, known for pushing people and businesses out of his state, not to mention having the highest taxes in the U.S., survive making the statement, we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. Which section of the sentence is worse? It's really hard. Well, I think the worst part is this. You could say America wasn't great if you had a chip on your shoulder and a twisted view and didn't understand the real complexities. You could say if you were ignorant that America was never great. I don't agree with that. It's obviously stupid and doesn't know history. You measure America up, all the foreign historians, Japanese, French, German, Russian, Mexican, Chilean, they all said, just incredible. Romantic background, the buildings, the construction, the invention. Nobody could build the Panama Canal. Two countries failed. We built it, then gave it to the Chi-Coms. You know, we go in, fight countries, turn them back over to them. Nobody else does that. But you can sit there and argue, okay, we were never great, if you're ignorant. But to say, and we'll never be great, is saying, you are a piece of crap. You are my slave. I am over you. We suck. Stay demoralized. Stay on assistance. Never get off welfare. I control you. Keep down. You're a nobody. Super negative crap. That is the poison of these people. You get around Democrats, you go to their events, they're all like this. They're either desperate, scared, poor people that a bunch of rich elitists look down on. I was telling my wife that Democrats in Congress historically have about 80% of the wealth. Democrats in Congress, they have most of the wealth. They're the rich people. She goes, really? I thought they're the party of poor people. And I go, no, they're the party of keeping you poor. Almost every billionaire is a Democrat. All of them. Carlos Slim, the Mexican kingpin, made $5 billion off U.S. taxpayers for Obama phones. It's all a big kickback scheme. It's all a big scam. They are trying to suppress you and tell you you're ugly and you're a piece of crap and make you fight with each other. It's in the WikiLeaks that they want to demoralize us and have race conflict. They're monsters. They're scum. They're filth. My God, they're the enemy. They are the enemy, and they're planting false flags against themselves to be the victim. They're monster criminals. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, folks, I've got to get to the news today because I didn't get to a lot of it the last few days because we've been under such attack, and that's been one of the top stories in the country for 2 weeks, that we're under massive censorship attack, and then it's draconian, and then it's meant for everybody. But I need to get into massive acid attacks in the UK, massive rape attacks all over Sweden, Europe, thousands of cars being burned, people being stabbed, murdered. This is all Islamic Jihad, but the media is covering it up, and they're arresting people that point out that it's Al-Qaeda-related and ISIS-related. They are now taking people off their credit card companies here in the U.S. if they are pro-Israel or speak out against jihad. Whether you're for Israel or not, people have a right to, you know, be pro-Israel, right? Like Jihad Watch. This is really, really dangerous. And I told everybody that I was only the first domino. Even Politico has the headline that just came out yesterday. I hadn't seen this. Welcome to the new era of digital censorship. It's dangerous to ask tech companies to decide what's legitimate free speech. And they admit, and now others are admitting, and I know some big names are about to come public in defense of InfoWars very strongly, because folks understand what's happening. And I'm going to explain it one more time. I'm going to do it in the next segment because I want to lay all this out. The EU has fined tens of billions of dollars against U.S.-based tech giants. To get out of that, they're just moving to China, where the EU never even tries to enforce stuff because the Chinese ignore it. So by creating that vacuum, Congress has allowed China and has allowed the EU particularly to take control of our Internet. We're now going under their policies. And I'm going to continue to lay it out in reports here on air, but it's in the news. So Congress must act under national security issues to have an Internet Bill of Rights and to say we're going to follow our own rules here. And these companies that have operated like utilities and have said that they are monopolies and have said that they are the open soapbox, digital soapbox, and the Democrats admit, take Jones out of the digital soapbox, take him out of the town square, silence him. Congressmen have said it. Senators have said it that are quarterbacking it. You understand that? We have the reports. It's all admitted. In fact, you guys pulled me yesterday, Stack, where I had all the articles with the Congress and senators saying, don't just silence Jones, silence everyone. And then the Republicans go, we're free market. Companies can do whatever they want. These are things bigger than the country combined. You add Apple and Google and Twitter and Facebook and another 20-something companies together, you're talking about a GDP close to the country. You're talking about the infrastructure of how people communicate. I understand the average congressperson is like 70 and still uses landlines and stuff, but baby, that ain't how we're talking.
Well, you have a right to use a telegraph if you want, Jones.
Really? They're trying to get Akamai that we've used for 5-6 years and paid millions of dollars. They've had a mutiny inside Akamai, telling them, don't let us buy services to stream our own video. They're trying to take down our credit card providers. Already took one down. We're under racketeering criminal assault. Now I want to make an addendum, just a little point here. I want to add this on to what I said earlier in the last segment if you just joined us. I want to add this point in. The Democrats are suddenly coming out all over TV, not just Cuomo, but on CNN, MSNBC, and saying, we hate America. And America was never great, and it will never be great, because their psychology is keeping you desperate and basically at a subsistence level so that you're never independent. They want to arrest your development. They want to keep you under their control. They want to keep you depressed. CNN, MSNBC, NPR. I was talking to the crew during the break with a lot of Democrat friends. They go, yeah, they're all depressed. They think America sucks. They think they suck. Believe me, Cuomo doesn't think it sucks. He's ruling over you. Hillary doesn't think it's bad. Think about how bizarre that statement is. And America will never be great. It's never been that great, and it'll never be great. Because they want you as their slaves. They don't want to compete in a real renaissance. Because control freaks like them in communist China or the Democratic Party or in Venezuela or any of these places get left behind. Take the EU. It's got unelected bureaucrats that set it up that sit over it. They're exempt from taxes and cannot be removed. It's a Politburo. And they want to make people depressed. They want to break down the general society. Everywhere Democrats and globalists and socialists are in control, you have ultra-rich people ruling over the population and rivers of crap all over the streets. It's what their spirit creates. It's what they push. It's what they do. They're trying to demoralize us like a foreign army that has captured us would do. That's the facts. Now, coming up, I'm going to get into their master plan for total censorship and how it can be stopped and how we approach Congress with this, that they absolutely must act once they get their heads out of their rear ends. Because they've been mantra'd in by the Heritage Foundation and all these groups that it's free market to let China have 100% tariffs on us and we have none on them. Or it's free market to have Canada with a 280% tariff on all dairy, milk, cheese, yogurt, everything, tens of billions of dollars a year, and then we have none on them. And that's why we've got Canadian dairy all over the U.S., and there's no U.S. dairy in Canada. because it is a 100% wall, a 280% tariff. You cannot ever compete with that. Is that free market? No, that's the opposite of free market. And it's the same thing with the internet. They don't get involved saying we're going to have a level playing field. They open up a giant vacuum. And big tech spending a lot of money up on Capitol Hill to keep people dumb, like Matt Gaetz and others. And they need to get smart right now because they know what's going on. But they stay tone deaf to it because they think, well, big tech's going to put money in my reelection campaign if I just don't get on their ass. You'll never get reelected, any of you, if you don't do something about this now. Now, I've sacrificed to be blacklisted everywhere to tell the truth and save the country. And that's what I should do, and it's what you should do. Man up and start acting like men. Now, that said, you notice you go to InfoWars.com now, we'll take three or four of the top most important videos of the day that are emergency transmissions, and we post them there. I want you to download them. I want you to stream them. I want you to put them on your own site. I want you to edit them. Do whatever you want. Just magnify them and amplify them and get them out. And that's what people are doing all over the country and all over the world. It might be going into an Apple store and putting InfoWars.com on every screen, or doing it at your computer class at college, or doing it at the airport. There's a video on InfoWars.com of a lady doing that. It's all happening. Or legally and lawfully posting handbills up that InfoWars.com is verboten. And it will backfire with the Streisand effect if you do that. And it's begun to happen. So I want to salute you. I want to thank you. I want to encourage you. And I want to ask everybody to continue it. But the front page of InfoWars.com every day, many times we'll have a special splash page with what I believe is the most critical information. And then you can go to all the sites and links to the shopping cart, you name it. But listen, they took $3 million of our funding for the next year. They took away Criteo. That approached us when we got kicked off ad roll a year and a half ago. That is crippling and devastating. We need to make that money up. They're hitting me with all these lawsuits. We can defeat it. And we're going to hold out, but we need you to seriously commit and understand. I told you we're under attack. You're under attack. When you fund us, you are funding yourself. And do you want to see them win? I know you don't. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get supplements you need. Get books and videos and Forbidden Information t-shirt, our latest shirt, with our InfoWars.com at the top, and then an image of myself with tape over my mouth saying, is Forbidden Information. White t-shirt and black. Very, very powerful message. It's happening. It's going down. It's here, and it's up to you to strike back against it peacefully and lawfully. Because this is the greatest time in our lives, in our history. They're trying to take down America right now. And if we don't win this election coming up, it's going to be an even crazier fight. So we need to understand the next month and a half, the next 2 months is so incredibly critical. Only, what, 81 days, ladies and gentlemen, 81 days.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Communist China and the EU are taking control of the internet, not just around the world, but here in the United States. And Congress's inaction has created a huge vacuum that has green-lighted Google, Apple, and many companies that originated inside the United States to openly move to authoritarian China and to now build censorship engines, to have the code keys to the Apple iCloud, that's access to all of your private information, in the hands of the Chinese government. Meanwhile, the EU is bringing in regulatory control in the name of people's privacy. It has nothing to do with it. With giant fines against Google and others, and Facebook and the billions of dollars to make them regulatorily comply with EU rules that censor speech. And Facebook and others have hired former senior Stasi members, can't make this up, to help report people that criticize radical Islam or who are nationalist so they can be arrested and or fined. So I'm reaching out to Congressman Matt Gaetz and Congressman Jim Jordan and many others who seem to be intelligent and pro-American, but on this subject have not really said enough, because they're spinning it like, well, these are private companies. No, they've said they operate as public squares. They operate as utilities. The left is saying silence conservatives from the public square. They admit that I am the first domino. I'll show you some news articles, mainstream news here in a minute. It's not just Alex Jones saying it. And I'm being silenced because I've been beating the drum for this. What should Congress do? Well, you should hold hearings on the subject. And you should look at how many members of Congress themselves have been completely shadow banned or have been governed, curtailed down over 90%. And that Breitbart studies show conservative sites on Facebook, Google, and Apple platforms like Breitbart and the Daily Caller and others have been cut back 93% from 80% just a few months ago on their reach. They're not letting people communicate. They're not letting users on Facebook go to the Breitbart website or the InfoWars website and share it. They're getting in front of them preemptively. These companies engage in false advertising. They advertise as the public square as long as you play by their rules. But their rules are all subjectively put into place by SJW leftists that have been hired to run and captain these systems. So again, Congress and the president's inaction, and we the people's inaction, has created a vacuum and a perfect storm where dying dinosaur media, the scared Democratic Party that the public's realigning against, and foreign governments have now colluded to bring in total internet control. I know Congress is aware that Senator Warner has circulated plans to have the Democrats take over the web if they win the midterms. I'm sure you've seen Senator Murphy said that, quote, I'm the tip of an iceberg of conservative news that needs to be banned. I'm sure you know all this is going on. I'm sure you know that Google's moving to China and setting up a censorship search engine there and that their own executives have leaked in mainstream news here, but it got no attention, that they're helping set up censorship engines here because they're going to unify it with China. China is now the giant sucking sound. And because we won't stand up for true net neutrality, and because we won't stand up for a true Internet Bill of Rights, we're no longer the leader in the world by advocating our responsibility by stepping down and letting China and the EU and the big banks and corrupt Silicon Valley, trained by the big universities, the big America-hating groups, to want to silence flyover country. This is devastating information. Here's some of the articles just today. Twitter purges accounts across the platform again. Anyone that had ever had any strikes or ever had any problems, well, now you're being completely banned. Social media platform Twitter has begun banning a large number of accounts from the website, specifically focusing on accounts that have previously been banned or have received suspensions. And they're going after everybody, from Gavin McGinnis to Laura Loomer. And then continuing here, here's another one, Politico. Welcome to the new era of global digital censorship. It's dangerous to ask tech companies to decide what's legitimate free speech? Well, they don't. The Democratic Party, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, Snopes, Media Matters, run by George Soros, they all have created databases. They have now been brought in as the fact checkers to flag information. And then you know the famous disinfo that they're constantly getting caught involved in. If the sky is blue, they say it's red. So I'm asking Congress, I'm asking the public, I'm asking everyone to take this information and to investigate yourself and to do something because the First Amendment is so critical. And I want to add this right now. We're live on Friday. But we're going to take the video report here. We're going to post it at the front page of InfoWars.com along with other key reports that all of you can go get the link to. We're going to post them as articles on InfoWars.com. And we need you to send these video reports to Congress. We need you to go to the congressman's Facebooks, their Twitters, everywhere, and communicate with them. They're trying to censor us, but they can't stop you going around them, directly to them digitally, or directly to the Capitol, or directly to their home offices. Go in, sit down with their chief of staff, go sit down with their people and show them this. And whoever does this will be the champion of the First Amendment. And we'll get incredible support from the left and right, the left at the grassroots level, who aren't complete tyrants, are upset about this. Noam Chomsky's upset about this. This is dangerous, folks. This is serious. Again, Apple banned Alex Jones, InfoWars. Then the dominoes started to fall. Vox calls for everything I do to be banned. And then now they brag, get rid of all the conservatives. And I've got articles in my stack today where congressional candidates across the country aren't even allowed to communicate on Facebook or Twitter with their users. They can't put out their campaign ads. Those are blocked. They can't even pay to have them run. But Democrats can all run their ads. Now, that is a donation in kind. Imagine if ABC, National News, you tried to buy a political ad with them, and they said no, but then they took your competitor's ad. Imagine if a local CBS affiliate, you tried to go buy a bunch of ads for your run for governor, say, in Massachusetts. And they say, we're not letting you because you're a Republican, but we're going to let the Democrat run. Come on, folks. This is racketeering. This is unfair trade practices. This is criminal. This is corrupt. This is out of control. And these ads that are being run, one we're showing right now, are Asian Americans and others showing their families and how they love America and how they're winners and how they're not victims. And the Democrats are saying, you're not going to run those ads because you're telling America that they're not demoralized. You're telling America they're winners. You're telling America that you're doing a great job. And the ad we're showing right now for TV viewers, for radio listeners, is on InfoWars.com. It's been banned. Good, wholesome ads of congresswomen from Tennessee talking about how they love America, how they love their family, and good conservative candidates from places like New York, banned from even advertising, banned from the marketplace. Oh, but they're private companies. They can do what they want. So the newspaper wouldn't take your money to run an ad? That wouldn't be unfair trade practices? That wouldn't be discrimination? That wouldn't be a scandal? That wouldn't be something you talk about? Congress is asleep at the switch, and this is the big issue. The president has tried. He's spoken some about how shadow banning is illegal. Twitter's just playing games with me right now to act like I violated their rules so they can go on the news and misrepresent what I've said and not show it. Jack Dorsey, you know Jones, says he wants to kill the media with guns. I know it's terrible, but I suspended him for it. So when they do finally ban me, it looks legitimate. I never threatened anybody with guns. It's a lie. I said, Antifa says they're coming to your house to kill Congress members and law enforcement. Have your firearms ready to protect yourself. That's the Second Amendment. But it's everything's like a big university now, a big brainwashing center. Congress should take action on the universities being anti-free speech. These bullies, these mobs of betas are out of control. You know, in the land of the beta male, these mobs of little cowards are kings. In the land of the beta male, censorship is numero uno. In the land of the beta male, Brian Stelter's God. But in the land of rebels, in the land of freedom, in the land of success, in the land of alpha males, InfoWars is number one. We are proud to be rebels. We're proud to be hunted. We're proud to be attacked. I'm honored to be in the crosshairs. I swore before God that I would stand against the globalists, and as long as God gives me strength and air in my lungs and my big red heart full of light, I'll march on forward, stumbling sometimes, but always with grim determination, climbing the hill, always getting stronger, even as I get weaker, even as I prepare to go into our final launch phase, and the enemy is sharpening their knives, I enter the arena with love in my heart and light in my eyes. Please support us. We'll be right back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The science.